Jan Arden and Where No One Knows. Hey everybody, it's JB here, and you know what I know is that I'm still breathing fire from that garlic Caesar salad and garlic pizza last night, but it was damn good. Hey, have you heard about this little show called American Idol? Well, it's got millions of people voting every week for their favorite contestant, and not always the best performers are making it through, and that may just be thanks to this one little website called VoteForTheWorst.com. Have you heard about it? Let's talk about it right now. Joining me on the phone is Dave. He's the mastermind behind the controversial website that has lots of people pissed. In fact, Paula Abdul talked about it on David Letterman. People are talking about it on morning shows, on the radio. It's just crazy. So, Dave, thanks for talking with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, and I know that because we've got you on the show here, a lot of people are wanting me to, like, just rip you apart and say you're a horrible person. But for those people who don't know what VoteForTheWorst.com is all about, let's talk about that. And where did this idea come from, and did you ever think it would become so popular?
The idea came from, we started back during American Idol 3, and it was after, you know, the first season of the show I'd ever watched was season 2, and it just seemed so manipulated, so fake, and it just seemed like, you know, it was more of a reality TV show than it was a talent competition, because you always get these people into the top whatever that just aren't that good, and you think, well, if this is the best talent they could find, they failed, but then you realize they're finding these people to make a good TV show. So what we said is, you know, let's make the TV show even better, keep around those really bad people that seem to go out pretty early, and vote them through, and then maybe the show will be funnier to watch. And, yeah, it started off as a little tiny, kind of like almost joke, and now it's this big thing, and I really never thought it would go into that, so...
Okay, wait a minute. Are you suggesting that VoteForTheWorst.com has made American Idol a bigger, more popular show?
Oh, definitely. I mean, a lot of people write to us and say, oh, American Idol should sue you, shut you down. I'm like, no, we're getting people to watch the show that don't even like it. So, you know, I think we're definitely helping the show out. So I don't think there's any reason for them to be mad because, you know, we don't hate the show. We like it because it's cheesy, corny, and awful, but that's why we like it, and that's why it's fun to watch. And now we're getting a lot of people that would never watch the show to begin with to watch it now and say and agree with us because they think it's cheesy and awful as well. So
in your opinion, then, how many contestants would you say that you've helped put through to get them further ahead in the competition?
I think that we've helped everyone we voted for because, you know, a lot of people say, you know, we have no impact, we have no influence, or we don't have as big of an influence as we think. I mean, for us, you know, we do it for fun. So if Sanjay was to go home next week, that wouldn't be a big deal. You know, we would love for him to stick around and win. But if he goes home, he goes home. You know, we try not to take it too seriously, like the crazy people that, you know, live and die by American Idol. But I think everyone that we voted for has definitely, you know, gotten more votes because of that, because we've always had, you know, a substantial group of people voting. I don't think we're, you know, obviously even a huge dent in the, you know, the voting process, but we definitely have our base there that definitely helps out, you know, whoever else is voting. So I think we've definitely helped a lot of people. Like last year we voted for Kevin Gobeous, Kelly Pickler, you know, Scott Sable the year before, people like that. So I think we've definitely helped people like that out.
Now, essentially, you're calling these people the worst. Have you heard from these people for whom you've campaigned?
No. The people that we've heard from that we voted for were Brenna Gethers last year and Taylor Hicks, who actually both love the website, which is awesome because we love the two of them as well. I think they get that the website isn't really bashing the contestants themselves more as it's bashing the show and saying the show is fake. You know, the show is so cheesy and corny and whatnot. And so we're kind of mocking the producers for, you know, taking the show so seriously and for whatnot. And so I think Brenna and Taylor get that. And so it's funny to chat with them. And I've chatted with Brenna a lot since, you know, she's been on the show. And then Taylor, you know, we gave him a Vote for Worst shirt and we got him to pose for a picture on the site. So I think they get it. I think a lot of the other contestants think that, you know, we're either personally attacking them or we don't like them. So I don't think they get it. So I think they probably think that we're mean or don't like them or, you know, have it out for them. But hopefully they understand, you know, that's not it. We actually like all our people that we vote for, so.
And so the people who don't get the whole premise behind VoteForTheWorst.com, I mean, they've called you some pretty nasty names and even threatened you. We'll talk about those in just a little bit. So, Dave, if you can just stick around. We're going to pay tribute to Idol now, though. We've got Kelly Clarkson standing by. But first, here's the new single by Catherine McPhee. It's called Over It. You're listening to Top of the Charts with JB. And Dave from VoteForTheWorst.com is joining me today.